Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in our Raisa is Pesachim Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Pesachim Samach Beis Amud Beis. The Amud Beis goes rather quickly. There's actually some Agadah even, but let's just get our bearings. We went through Gemara yesterday. We weren't able to speak out everything we wanted to speak out. Let's just chazer over outside a little bit, and we'll speak out a bit, and then we'll move on to today's Amud. So we had a conversation. We had a machlekes really dating back to 2 days ago. We had a machlekes right at the top of Samach Alav Amav Adap. If one shechts a Karban Pesach, having in mind those that are Mulin had Mila, which is great. But he had in mind that the kapara, the zrika, will be for arelim, non-mulin, people that are not circumcised, which are not kosher to partake. So we had a whole explanation, we had a machlekes of Chizda and Rabbah, whether it's kosher or not. Rabbah said it's kosher, Chizda not. We wanted to say the machlekes, asa machafam beis, we wanted to say the machlekes was whether or not there's a bechlal, it makes sense, whether there's a psul of machshava by the zrika or not, the pasul machshav by zrika or not, does it work to make a pasul b'chlal? Over here, it's a step further. It's a pasul during shechita about the zrika. Okay, but that was that whole discussion. We fell off it because we brought along brisa that we try to elaborate to be the basis for the machlekes Rabba and Rav Chisda, and the Mar shlugged up the diukim for the brisa. Okay, so then we were for Rav Ashi. This was yesterday's amud. We were for Rashi, where we said that the machlekes is really more based the way we learn with the Rashi. The machlekes is more based on machlekes whether or not it's a psul of shinoi bailim when you have in mind someone who's not in the parsha. Yeah, if you have in mind the wrong bailim, normally there's a psul of shinoi bailim. Or if you have in mind an arel who's not the right bailim, but he's also not in the parsha because he's an arel, so he's not fit to partake in Karban Pesach anyway. And therefore, maybe it's like a machshav that's too foreign, he's not fit, and therefore it doesn't pasul. And we had a machlekes, the way we explained the machlekes, Rabbah and Rav Chisda was, Rav Chisda says it pasuls, why? Hayil, he's fit to become in the parsha, just get a mila. Whereas Rabbah says, right now, he's not, it doesn't mean he's not fit, and therefore that machshav is not going to pasul. So he's too removed for it to even be a bad machshav. Had he been fit and not in my group, that could be a problem. But right, the Shita Bailam. But because he is not even fit, my Mashav about him is garnished, and therefore it doesn't pass according to Rabbah, according to Chizda, Chayil, that he can get a Mila, he's fit. So actually, yesterday, Yasla asked that he can get a Mila on Yantif, he can do a Mila on Yantif, stop the guy who waited, who didn't do Mila Mizmana, can do Mila on Yantif, maybe he can in order to be Karban Pesach, but he was actually onto something. His Mechavin is that Rekiv Eger has a Shaila. That what if a person is, let's say our Pesach was on Shabbos. Forget about in this case where he's fit, because don't forget it's not just Yom Tov. B'shas l'shchita still Erev Pesach. Maybe he gets a meal that day on Erev Pesach. But Rav Kiveger debates: what if Erev Pesach was Shabbos? So Shabbos, forget about. He's even more chomer than Yom Tov. What about on Shabbos if it's Erev Pesach Shabbos? He hasn't had a meal yet. This meal is not Pesach. It's not Teich Shabbos. So l'chera, would you say Hayol or not? And what's the crux of the Shaila Kiveger has to do? The crux of the Shaila is: let's say he's not allowed to do a meal today. He'll have to do Karban Pesach Sheni. He can't do a meal today. But what if he did the meal? Would that be a kosher mila or not? When one does a mila when he's not allowed to, he physically did the mila. Is it just a matter of getting rid of the foreskin? Done. He's yaitza, or no? He's not allowed to do mila. He's still considered he's still instead of an arl. If he did a mila in his mouth, he's not allowed to. It's like bafkia the shame mila. That mila can't be chal. It won't be good mila. It won't work. So Kiveg wants to be a rai from Arsugya. Arsugya makes no chilik in the hayil of Rav Chisda whether it was erev Pesach shcholias b'Shabbos or the rest of the week. Sounds like the hayil svar is there even if it was erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos. Sounds like even though you're not supposed to do mila that day, if you did it, it would work, and therefore works for Hayel. That's what anyone suggests, but maybe not. Maybe it's totally in the famous Machlekes, the beginning of Masechta Gemura, between Abaye and Rava, a couple of blad about this, in the beginning of Gemura, about Yavid Mahani, Yavid Mahani. When the Torah tells you how to do something, and you did it anyway, does it work or not? Now, we don't mean physical act. Don't slap someone, you slap him. Does it work? Yeah, you slapped him. We mean a chalais, right? Don't do such a thing, and you did it, will the chalais take place? Like, just an example of what a chalais is, a kedushin. A kedushin is a chalais, right? Something taking effect, not just, right? So, if you did a kedushin, Torah tells you not to do, will it work? Now, we know there's different machlekes about certain kedushins, chayv krisis, chayv lavim, but they work. We're not going to get into the whole sugya of the mahani. I'm just using it as an example of the oven mahani, there's machlekes, when the Torah tells you not to do it, was the lav to not do it, but if you did it, it works? Or no, the Torah does not have to do it. The svar that you for sure works is because otherwise, what it came out is for? And the response to that is, no, for trying. You try to do what the Torah told you can't do. It's not going to work, and you're still going to have malchus because you tried to do it. It's a machlekes, you have mahani. So you must say maybe it's telling that machlekes, that maybe the Rav Chisda is saying over here that it would work, and you have hayil, and it sounds like even on Shabbos, it's because he would hold the yavid mahani. If you did something against the terrorists, it still works. But if you hold the yavid mahani, maybe it's not still going to work. That's what Kivager's Shashak Vataya. But related to this, Michas Yitzchak has a tshuva. What about a person who's meis achiv machas mila? A person whose brothers die because of Mila. So you don't do Mila. First, that's two brothers die, Machash Mila. You don't even need three for Chazaka. Two is made for Chazaka because it's Takana. We go to Chumra, two is a Chazaka. And you don't do Mila. What if he wants to do the Mila? He wants to be Machmer. He's like, I'll take my chances. I don't want to be a non-Gemal my whole life. I'm going to take my chances. I want to get a Mila. So first of all, very interesting. Mir Chassidus points out, Bezman Hazeh, it's not such an issue. Because usually the issue is the baby's too young, or there's something, maybe his blood is too thin. So they figure out what the issue is, and then they can do a Mila in a way that's safe. So Bezman Hazeh, it's really not such an issue. He really brings even time as the Gemara. There's a woman who had sons that die Machmas Mila. She went to a certain, I want to say it's Rabbi Yechanan, maybe it's Rabbi, but I think it was Rabbi Yechanan. She went to him for advice, what to do. He said, wait. Because the children's too young. When he gets older, and we see he's strong enough, and he feed him, you know, once he gets a certain level of strength, do the meal then, it'll be fine. Nataka, she did the meal then, it was fine, and she named him the name of that, of the Chacham who gave her the Eitzah. Right? It's Gemara. So the point is that even then already, it was a matter of, sometimes a matter of time, a matter of approach, not that that's impossible. Anyway, he says, so really the Shah's not so negale a Maitza, because we can almost always end up with a meal. But theoretically, let's say a person wants to do it, and it's still risk, we don't know, risk 50-50, he's not allowed to do it. 50-50 might just make up those numbers. But it's a risk. His brother's died, Machas Mila. Who knows what's going to be with him? And we're not confident he's going to be okay. But he wants to do it anyway. So he says, actually, Machlekes, Rambam, and Teis. What's a Machlekes? We know there's three mitzvahs of the Torah that Yarva Yaver, right? The Gimachamur is Yarva Yaver. There's other scenarios in Sanhedrin where we say Yarva Yaver. If it's Barabim, but three mitzvahs that are Yarva Yaver. What if a person is being forced to do a different Aveira, a different Isser, not part of the big three, and he wants to give up his life? Is he allowed to? Rambam says, no, it's suicide. You can't do that. The Torah tells you, you don't have to give your life for this, then you're not allowed to give your life for this. Tesef, I deserve, says, no, if he wants to be able to finish his din, he can. So, Mechazitz wants to say, it would be totally that shaila, whether or not a person could do the bris milah as a third child, where the first two died for milah, he wants to take it on himself and take that chance. According to Rambam, he's not allowed to. According to Tesef, he would be allowed to. Again, getting back to Kamehagar, even according to Rambam, maybe if he did it and it worked, it'll still be a milah. Or maybe not. Maybe if he wasn't allowed to, and then he did it, it still would not be a Mila. That would be a connection to that Gemara. But back to that Shaila. Back to our Gemara, and we kind of touched this yesterday, the Gemara fits beautiful like Tesfis. The Hayil, right? A Hayil, what's the case with? Why is the guy Nora? Why is the guy Nora? Why is he Nora? Pashtus, he said we have Machlekes in Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi says he's an Aro because his brothers died Machmas Mila. So according to that simple Mahalach, if you go like Tesfis, that he's allowed to, then it's called Hayil. But if you go like the Rambam, he's not even allowed to, Shver to say it's a Hayil. According to the Mahalach and the Rambam, you'd have to say, it's a little bit pilpul what we had a couple days ago, we discussed Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam versus Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says, if the brothers die Machmas Mila, that's not an Aral. He's not allowed to get a Mila. If he's not allowed to get a Mila, how can you call him an Aral? He can be Karbesach, no problem, no Mila. It's fine. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says, no. He may say Achaz Machmas Mila. Nebuch, he's an Aral, but he's an Aral. So Rashi, that's something very important to learn. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's very gishmak. Rabbeinu Tam holds that when the brothers die, Machmas Mila is not an Aral. We're talking about someone who's scared to get a Mila. You say he's not trying to do lachas; he's just scared to get the Mila. So such a person, you certainly have a Hayil. So if that's the case, Tesis is good. If that's the case, you have a Hayil. Tesis, Sai Tesis, Rambam is good. But if you go like Rashi's Machla, when the brothers die, Machmas Mila, that's called an Aral. And you go like Rambam, who says that when you have two brothers die Machas Mila, you're not allowed to do the Mila, then what type of Hayil do you have over here? It would have to go more like Tesis, that you're allowed to if you choose, right? Mechayr, not like the Rambam. That's how that Cheshvan works out. A little bit of Cheshvan, but a nice Shach V'Taya. Okay. Now, we left off at the bottom of the Amud. We actually turned to Samach Beis Amud. We got to close to the bottom. Let's pick it up from Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Let's pick it up from a few lines before the wide lines. Amr Lay, Ein in Shem Tumah Kaparach, and we'll just catch us up. So some of them I think actually got lost yesterday when we segued into a chazara of the Praisa. We quoted a Praisa in Samach Aleph and Beis trying to determine should we compare a machshava about Arelim to a machshava about Tumah, people that are, what that means, we'll see this in a second, or should we compare it to like a pigle machshava? That was the question, what do we compare it to? And we said Tumah is much more comparable. And the question is, what type of tumah are we talking about? Machshava Arelim is simple. A machshava for people that are Arelim to be included in the carbon. What's the machshava of tumah? So Mur first suggests a machshava about people that are tummy. If I have a machshava about a group of people, 10 people, 5 are tummy, 5 are tar, that doesn't possible. No shala. Mur takes that for granted. That doesn't possible. So you compare Arel to that. Arel also, Lachar should be the same. What's the shala? Rather, we must be talking about when we say mixas, a mixas tumah, must mean mixas where part of the basar was tummy. Part of the curb was tummy, part of it wasn't. Part of the actual animal was tummy, the basar. So the Gemara says, you compare mixas tummy to mixas arelim. That was your comparison. Gemara says, very nice. But the Braisa continued, and the next case of the Braisa is clearly not talking about tumas basar, it's talking about tumas adam. So the first part of the Braisa is comparing Erla to Tumas Basar. Second part of the Braisa is comparing Machshava Erla to Machshava of Tumas Adam. They're very different. They're both called Tumma, but it's two different Tumas. So there's Gemara, answer number one, Amalei. We had this yesterday, we'll go over it again. Amalei in. Back in the Gemara, 7 or 8 lines off the bottom of the page, sound place but Aleph. In, yes, Shem Tumma Gabar. We're asking about the Shem Tumma, and the Shem Tumma, yeah, we're comparing Erla to Shem Tumma in two scenarios. And we could compare one Tumma to the other, even though one is Tumma's Basar of the carbon, and one is Tumma of the person. The Gemara is not bothered by the fact that we're switching. That's answer number one, Ibai Seima, or you could say answer number two. Seifa, not by Tumma's Basar. The Seifa also is talking about Tumma's Basar. What did Seifa say? I forgot. I didn't mention what the Seifa says. The ratio was talking about Mixus Erla and Mixus Tumma. Seifa was that it's not noyig by Erla and Tumma, it's not noyig by El Karbanus, whereas by Pigle, Machshavas Pigle's man is noyig by El Karbanus. What does it mean, Tumma's not noyig by El Karbanus? Of course it is. If we're talking about, so what does it mean? Seifa Nami, by the way, what did it mean that Erla and Tumma not noyig by El Karbanus? Because an Erla normally, besides for Pesach, an Erla could send a carbon to be brought for him, an Ayla Shlamim. A Tummy could send a carbon to be brought for him. So it's not noyig of Pesul by El Karbanus. That's why we're talking about Tumma's Adam. It's not noyig because I could send it even though I'm Tummy. But now you're telling me if it means Tumma's Basar, what do you mean Tumma's Basar is not noyig by El Karbanus? Tumma's Basar, any carbon that becomes Tummy, the Basar's Tummy, you can't eat it. What do you mean Tumma's Basar is not noyig by El Karbanus? Says the Gemara, say Fanami by Tumma's Basar. Talk about Tumma's Basar. What does it mean it's not noyig by El Zvachim? Dilu Chal Zvachim, Norman Basvachim, Bench Nevel Chalif, Ubasar, Kayan. Whether the Chalif becomes Tummy, the Chalif is part of the Kosmos Bech, it's like they Murim, that gets burnt in the Mizbech. And whether that became Tummy, but the Basar is still intact, so to speak, is Tar. Or Bainshim a Basar for Chilav Chayim, or the opposite. The Basar, which the Kayanim eat, or the Ibailim eat, became Tameh, but the Chilav is still Tar. Either way, that's good enough. As long as you have one of those left over, Zerk is Dam. That's enough to be able to Zerk Dam. This Dam is being Matar the Basar, or Matar the Chilav, and that's enough to do Zrika. However, if you eat the Pesach, all we care about is the Basar. Nitma Chilav of Basar Chayim, if the Chilav became Tameh, and the Basar is Chayim, fine, great, Zerk is Dam. However, Nitma Basar, Chilav Chayim, ain't Zerk is Dam. And that's understandable because the Iker, we've shown this that many times, the Iker Mitzvah of Pesach is to eat the Karm Pesach. So, if the Basar is all Tameh, you can't even be Zerk Dam anymore. So, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. We're saying that by that this idea that Tumas Basar is not Noyig by all, it's not Noyig by all Zvachim. It's not Noyig by all Zvachim. Okay. Now, before we go further, just one quick point in this. We said this really before yesterday, but again, Taisus asked the Bob Kasha, we're saying a person whose tummy could send this carbon, right? A person's tummy could send this carbon. He asked Taisus, what about Smicha? The halacha is the Baal have to be to smicha on many carbonas, not say all carbonas, but have to smicha on the carbon. The Baal calling to smicha vatar, they have to go into the basically this, go near the Azara, even if it's not a kayan, you go to the beginning of the Azara, or Taisi even suggests, maybe you'll say that you just stick your arms into the Azara, like the Messiah, and you don't go all the way. Taisi doesn't work because smicha has to be you lean ratio of a rubai on the animal. The animal's not outside the Azara, you can't be inside, you got a problem. So how could a tummy send this carbon? I'm going to say do smicha first and then send it in. You get no shita for smicha. Are you going to say do smicha first and then send it in? Take it for smicha shita. Allah is that smicha's got to be right before shita. Smicha shita. So you're stuck. Taisa says we're talking about birds. There's no smicha. Hacha ma'askina birds. Taisa's in. I forgot where. Taisa's elsewhere takes issue. Taisa says what you're going to say this whole conversation. Kolas vachim. You don't find. You know, an issue of Tommy is able to send this carbon comes out they really can't. Almost most vachad need smicha. Just if it's okay, everything else not. Taisa also says big aside that when you cannot do smicha, it's not a problem. It's funny. Normally we have the concept the other way. Kalber the bila and bila makevs, right? Here we say if you can't do smicha, if smicha is not shaykh, then it's not shaykh. When you're able to do smicha, there's obligation to do smicha. If you can't do smicha, it's not makev. The first one, Achrayim, want to say, and I love this. The machlekes in the two Taisin is whether smicha is a chayvus gavra or chayvus carbon. Right? Is the idea of smicha is I as a person have a chiv to smicha on my carbon? Or is the idea of smicha that this carbon, a carbon of this type, needs smicha? If it's a chiv of carbon, then it makes sense. That's what Taisa over here holds. You can't get around. Yeah, you can't do it. So what? I can't do it. It's not an excuse. The carbon needs smicha. It's missing in the carbon. If it's a chiv of gavra, okay, when I'm able to do it, I do it. But if it's not shaykh, I can't do it. So I want to say maybe it's totally the two types, some places, totally in these two things. Okay. In fact, my mind kept it still. We're still in the Shakar Taya. You're telling me this Bryce is talking about, again, Tumas Basar, and you've explained, we call it the ratio of the safe, we're going to have another safe now. So you explained the first two cases could be talking about Tumas Basar, the first two scenarios in the Bryce. But in the safe, we go to the next case of the Bryce. We'll compare Arla and Tumah, which don't have, sorry, The Gemara said we should compare Erla to Pigel, which doesn't have Heter Mekoli. You never have an exception to the rule. Have Al Tachir Tumah, and don't use Tumah as a comparison to Erla. Shekhir Tumah Kholi, because Tumah has a certain, and you see that we find cases that Tumah has a Heter from the general rule. What's the Heter? That normally Tumah is a problem by Kachem, and sometimes we have a Heter. Now, what type of Tumah are we talking about over there in that context? Are we talking about Tumah's Basar? Avadanat. There's a Mishnah on Ayin Vav coming up in this Masechta 14 Blah that Karban Pesach Betumah, you can eat. But you have too much Betzibur. So that I already gave you the excuse, the exception. But even when the Da'an Basa Tami. But normal Karbanas, even if they're brought Betumah, because too much Betzibur, you cannot, it's only, the carbon can be brought, but you can't eat the meat of the tummy. The meat that's tummy is Asr Deen. So you don't have a Het Mechole on the meat. So over there, must be the too much Mechole is on the person. So you still back to the problem. The first two are talking about Tumas Basar, and the third case, the Bryce is talking about Tumas Adam. Let's see. Says more sign. What's the case? Elam Tapaves, but Tumas Basar. Hey Chutra, where do you find Tumas Basar being Mutter? Like we just pointed out on Ayin Vav, it says very clearly, you don't see Tumas Hutcher by Basar. El Pshidim Tumas Gavri. Rather, must be talking about the Gavri, the person. Hey Chutra Bekolin. And what do you find? The general Batsibur. That Tumas Hutcher Batsibur, when the whole community is coming, they can be a carbon, even Batumba. So Reisha Batumas Basar, the first two cases we've established can be Tumas Basar, save Batumas Gavri. And the third case, the Brisa, is making comparisons by Tumma to Arla from Tumas Gavri. Answer number one is the same again. In, sounds repetitive because it is. It's very similar to the answer we had on Amud Aleph. In, Shem Tumma Kabarchia. The Gemara said, okay, you're right. We're okay to compare Tumas and Tumas, even though one's Tumas Basar and one's Tumas Gavri. We could make them both comparisons to Arla. Answer number one, answer number two, by Ema. We spoke out this answer right, I jumped the gun. Kulu Batumas Basar. No, it's still talking Tumas Basar. Ah, you asked, where's the heter to the cloud by Basar? We just spoke it out on that same Mishnah on the Vayim Vav. There's more of a Hechad Hutra, Betumas Pesach. But now we learn to the Mishnah coming up. We're going to learn in 14 Blah, Pesach Abba Betumah, Necha Betumah, Shle Babet Chas Adachila. This is the same you're saying we spoke it out earlier today already. Pesach is brought for Achila's Pesach. That's when there's no Basar available. You can't do Zrika. Pesach is brought for the Achila. Other Karbanos you bring for the Karban. There's a mitzvah to do Achila. We said a couple of months ago that when you eat it, it helps facilitate the kapara, but the ikar is the zrika and the kapara. Pesach is not really for the kapara. Pesach is for the mitzvah of eating the chilas Pesach, right? And therefore, by Pesach, when we have a betzibur, you're allowed to eat the Pesach betzibur. So that's the case. We have a case of hutzibur kolay. Okay, Masiv Rav Huna Brei Devishua. Rav Huna Devishua is the next question now. Back on, it's going to be chazanis from before. Rav Chizda we had said holds of hayel. He holds, you have a concept of hayel. Since you cook it a mila, that's good enough. Which is the question we're going to ask now is the case where we don't say hayel. I'm going to point it out before you read it. It's a little bit of a stretch comparison. If you hold a hayel, like if you hold a hayel l'chumra, the more answered, it means the more answer. We said for Rav Chizda held, you say hayel only l'chumra, not l'kula, because l'gabe cooking on yamta, we said he doesn't hold a hayel. Cooking for maybe guests may come, he doesn't hold that. But he holds hayel l'chumra, at least. Rav didn't hold a hayel, Rav Chizda held at least hayel l'chumra. Rav held a hayel. Actually, ironic enough, by cooking on Yom Tov, let's leave it out, let's not confuse things, but Rav Chizda in our sugya over here holds up Hayel. He's going to ask, if you hold up Hayel, say Hayel L'chumra in the following case. HaPesach, the halacha is a Pesach has to be less than 1 year old. Let's say a person designates a Pesach, and by the time Pesach came around, it was past his year. He's over a year old. So maybe it's left over from last year. Okay, but it's too old now. We shechted his mother l'shmai. So it's no one kush to be kar Pesach, and he shechts it on Erev Pesach l'shem Pesach, but it's too old. V'chein hashechem l'shem Pesach, or he shechts let's say a shlamim on Erev Pesach l'shem Pesach b'zmane. On Erev Pesach b'ner bayim he shechts a shlamim l'shem Pesach. What's the halacha of these two cases? Rav Blazer Pesach says both these are pasul. Rav Shua is machshir. So Rav Shua is machshir because he holds that this pasul you're trying to make it a Pesach. It's not a Pesach. A Pesach over a year old is a shlamim. A shlamim is a shlamim. Shlamim shleil l'shma is kasher. So both these cases essentially just a shlamim that you're having mind the wrong thing, even though it's Erev Pesach, so it can be kasher. Rav Shua is more easily understandable. Rav Blazer is saying it's a pasul. Why? So I'll skip the gun a bit. Whereas Rav Blazer is of the opinion, just like a Pesach shleil l'shma b'zman is pasul, something else the shem Pesach b'zman Pesach is pasul. That's what Blazer shita. Fine. But the question is, the diik is bismanai's puzzle. Make a diik that if it would not be bismanai, even if Elazar would agree, it wouldn't be puzzle. If I shecht the karm pesach, l'shem pesach, but not Erev Pesach, and it's out of its age bracket, it wouldn't be puzzle. It would be kosher. And similarly, a shlamim l'shem pesach on a regular Tuesday in December, that would be kosher. That wouldn't be a problem of even according to Elazar. And the question is, the Gemara is asking, why not say hayil? Since if I would shecht the Erev Pesach, it would be a problem. Let this be puzzle right now as well, which is a little bit more of a stretch. Hayel, if I do different zman. Okay, let's just take it for granted. Tell them our time of bismane. Hush up bismane kosher. The reason why it's called the blessed is possible because it's bismane. If it wouldn't be Erev Pesach, it would be kosher. Va'amai. Name a hayel of bismane puzzle. Shem bismane puzzle. If you say hayel l'chumra, remember we're chisses hayel l'chumra, say, since it's puzzle, bismane, shle bismane also should be puzzle. Since he applies the concept of hayel, once he applies the concept of hayel, say that if it was done Erev Pesach puzzle, so whenever you do the Shem Pesach now, is going to be puzzle with the concept of hayel. Papa, no. It's a specific din erev Pesach. Shaini hasam damar krav amartim sefer Pesach. Who bab yasei? Who means it should be the way it is? Meaning loyhu l'shem achirim. It shouldn't be done not it for others. Meaning the Pesach should not be l'shem others. That's what makes pasul l'chem shmai nor others l'shmai. But when was this drasha? This drasha that he came to Pesach for something else or something else l'shem Pesach was made when? Erev Pesach the drasha. Bizman who should pasul l'shem achirim on erev Pesach where a Pesach shalei l'shma is the pasul achirim sum l'shmai. Others with the intent of Pesach also are going to be pasul. Shalei bizman who should kasher l'shem achirim achirim k'shem l'shmai. Shalei bizman where Pesach shem others Pesach the rest of the year l'shem shlamim is not pasul. Adrab, it's supposed to be shlamim. So just like Pesach the rest of the year shlo l'shmas is kasher, so too somebody else l'shem Pesach the rest of the year will also be kasher. The whole pasul is going to be only on erev Pesach. That's how he's tarshing the pasuk. A little bit of a borderline agata that's going to relate to come back to our sugya. Borderline agata gemara. Rav Samai asla the kamei drav yechafta. Hurry, actually. Rav Samai asla the kamei drav. I'm trying to make a vesikin. Amalei nisni li mar sefer yochsin. Rav Samai came to Rav Yechon and said, "Teach me. Let mar teach me sefer yochsin. What is sefer yochsin?" Rashi says, "Two pshat. The first part is it means the drushes of divrei yamim. The drushes on divrei yamim. Or Rashi's second pshat is it means." That's Rashi. One pshat. It means Yerim. Rasha is bothered. Why not just say simple teich? Yuchsin means Yichas. Sefer Yichas. So the Rasha says because Rashi held based on the context of Mar. First of all, it's going to be clear. The Mar is going to reference the Pasuk Devar Yamim in this Shagvataya, number one. Number two, they already were members about not teaching Devar Yamim often. You can't just randomly teach Devar Yamim. Say Yuchsin. Yuchsin is only taught once every 7 years. There's guidelines to how often you teach Yuchsin. So the Gemara's Shakvataya of Stam randomly asking you to be taught the Sefer Yuchsin, and the response sounds like people were able to learn it on their own, but when they want it, without these restrictions, sounds like we're not talking about the regular Sefer Yuchsin, perhaps. That is why Masha explains what Rashi says. Well, it doesn't mean Stam Sefer Yuchsin. About Yuchsin, it means more Sefer Yuchsin. Okay, by the way, he said, teach me Sefer Yuchsin. Amalei, Mechanat, where are you from? Amalei, Melud, I'm from Lud. Mechan, Meisvach. You're from Lud originally. And where do you live now? Nadai, he said, oh boy. Amalei, Ein Nadayim, Le Lud, Le Nadayim. Two people that we don't teach Sefer Yuchsin to are people that from Lud, and Nadai, you checked off both boxes. Rashi says, stop saying that. Just to be Matchim. He just picked that. He said, oh, you're there? And you're there? Oh, wow, no good. He's just trying to be Matchim. Rashi's first shot. There's Rashi's. Rashi's second shot. No. Taka, people from these two places, had questionable Yichas. So he particularly didn't want to teach him about Yichas because why? Ruffles, ignorance is bliss. Why should you know that there may be some questions? As far as we know, you're kosher, just leave it. Okay, Koshkinat, you, I don't teach to Lud or to Nardai. You're from both. Lud and myself are Nardai. You're from Lud and Nardai. Kaifav Ayat Seyil Maisi kept pressuring him, and he finally gave in. Amar Lei, Nisni B'Shash Yarchi. So when he finally gave in, I'll teach him. Rav Samai said, okay, so teach it to me over 3 months. Shakal Pasabe, he picked up a clump of earth, he threw it at Rav Samai. Amalei said to him, "Umah Buri Devisa Adar Meir. Buri your mayor's wife, Brati Rabbi Chanani Ben Tradyan, the daughter of Rabbi Chanani Ben Tradyan. He's one of the Suri Malchus. The Tanya, who she was obviously very smart, she was learned. The Tanya Tosma Shmaitza Biyema. She was able to learn 300 different Shmaitzas in a day. Tosma Meir Ravisa. She was able to learn 300 different Alachas from 300 different Rabbeim in a day. Someone to say, no one wants to teach her more than one." So she had to go to 300 different Rabbanim to learn something because each one would give her. She said, give me one halacha. Okay, fine. So she had to learn. She learned 300 halachas, meaning her capacity to grasp information was incredible. And she wasn't able to get through the Sefer Yichas within 3 years. Atam plus the Archa, you wouldn't have learned within 3 months. Kishak Bazon. So if somebody said, okay, no deal. So he realized it's not going to happen. When he was leaving Amalei, Rebbe, let me ask you a different question related to our sugya here in Pesachim. A person has a mind by carbon, then he shechting carbon Pesach l'shmai and shlei l'shmai. We said apostles. If he has a mind, he's shechting it for the eichlim, those who are able to eat the carbon, and lei l'eichlim, it doesn't pasul. That was the most recent mission. Says eich l'eichlim is okay. The mission before that said l'shma and lei l'shma is not okay. What's the difference between the psulim? Amalei, so he said, we'll go through now quickly these four chalukim. Amalei, hilvasiv rabbanat ta'ev eimloch. Because you're a tam hacham, I'll tell you. I'll teach you the four chalukim between the shman, the shalei shma versus eichlav shalei eichlav. The shmai psul begufay. The shmai is a psul in the guf itself, meaning it's inherent in the carbon. You have in mind the wrong type of carbon for the carbon. Leichlev is outside, so you have in mind who's going to eat the carbon. That's considered more outside. It's not in the carbon itself. It's about who's going to eat the carbon. That's considered an outside psul. Number one. Number two. Leshev shalishmai yevshlevar isurei. By leshev shalishmai, you had in mind both lishma and leishma in this carbon. You can't isolate this piece of meat in the carbon was lishma. This piece of meat was leishma. The whole carbon was lishma and leishma. You had a machshava. Whereas by leichlev, if you had in mind 30 people to eat, be partaking in this Pesach. Some of the people can eat. Leilechav means, we said earlier, chayla zaken, right? So you could easily say the people that were physically able to eat, they had the right side. The people who were physically eat, the left side. But that began to bring me at Beirut Yadav. But that began to bring me so much. It, you could easily isolate more this portion of each person. So you could kind of isolate it easier. Whereas Lashma, how are you going to cut up which part of it was Lashma and which part was Lashma? You can't. That's Chilik number two. Chilik number three. Lashma Yavashal Lashma. That's a psul that affects all four avaydas. You can have machshava of lishma, or hopefully lishma, but the machshava is applicable in shchita, kabbalah, zrika, elacha. Leichav shalechav in barav avaydas. The leichav leichav is only machshava by shchita, not by the avaydas. And lastly, shalev lishma lishma, yeshem betziva kibyachad. That's a machshava that passes whether it's carbon betziva or carbon yachad. Leichav shalechav in betziva kibyachad. Once you have a community carbon, leichav shalechav doesn't apply. It's for the whole community. Eaters, non-eaters, it's full community. It wouldn't apply by a carbon of the tzibur. So therefore, these are four chalukim. Ravashi and Zohar, we'll stop at this. Such Ravashi, psulei begufay yev shalavar isurei chadam elsi. Two of those, namely the first two, are really the same one. The fact that one's a psul guf, and therefore you can't bevar this sir, and the fact that the other one's not a psul guf, and if you can bevar this sir, is really one thing. The ma'atam amar psulei begufay, b'shul yev shalavar isurei. Why are you saying machshav shalav shma is more of a psul in the guf than leichlam? They're both machshavas in the carbon. Terence says because it spreads throughout the whole carbon, you can't isolate it. Whereas leichlam, you can isolate which part meat is for the leichlam, which is not for the leichlam. So how guf? The reason why one's guf, one's not guf, is because one can be separate, one can't be separate. So you can't make that. You can't say it's four chumras or four chilukim of lishma and leilishma versus eichle leichav. It's really only three because two of them overlap. I said we'll stop. Let's just go drop further to finish this conversation of between these two about the Veryamim. Amar Rami Bar Rav Yuda Amarav Miyam Shniga Sev Yosef when they buried Sev Yosef Tash Kaichel Shacham the Kaichel Shacham became weak the Kayam Arinayim and the Eisa became dimmed. Amar Zutra Bein Eitzel Bein Atzel Atzel. These two words that are in Veryamim they had. Ta'inu Arbameas Gamli Drusha. There were 400 camel loads worth of drushas, which we now lost, which we don't have. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll pick it up from Tanya after Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.